Smithers had removed an access panel by the docking bay and was sorting through a mass of cables and wires.
"Hurry up," Elvis said. "They'll be undocking any moment."
Sally hurried to join them. "So they're in the ship?"
"Yes."
"But they haven't undocked?"
"No."
"And you're trying to..."
"Trying to make sure they don't, yes."
Smithers had two wires held in his metal fingers.
"Now, is it red or yellow?"
he wondered.
"So why haven't they left?"
Elvis wondered.
"What are they waiting for?"
A view screen flickered into life. The doctor's pixelated face grinned out at them.
"I expect you're wondering why we haven't left," he said.
"Never crossed our minds," Sally told him.
"No? Oh, well, never mind. You've probably managed to isolate the servo linkages so we can't undock anyway. And if you haven't, it's the yellow wire you want."
"Thanks,"
Smithers said quietly. He snapped the wire.
"Or possibly the red one," the doctor continued. "I can never remember. Still, we know that if we try to leave, you'll just blow us out of space anyway. So, I propose a deal."
"A deal?" Sally made it sound like something slimy and unpleasant.
"What deal?"
"Simple. You let us go back to Starfall and we nudge the Buccaneer out of the Zeg for you.
You don't follow us."
"Well, you couldn't, could you? You'd be Zegged again. What do you say? That way everyone lives, which is something I'm always in favour of."
"Everyone except Glint," Sally told him.
"Except Glint," the doctor agreed. "We have the resurrection casket and we're keeping it. So, deal?"
Sally looked at her crewmates. "I'm not quite sure how this is a good deal for us," she said slowly. "It sounds like you leave us here without what we came for, and in return we agree not to kill you all.
Sounds like it, yeah.
Whereas, since you can't undock, we could break down the hatch, take what we want, and kill you all anyway. Then we'll have the casket, Glint, and a working steamship we can use to push the Buccaneer out of the Zeg."
"Yeah, well, I guess that's true. But what about honour among thieves and the pirate code and nobility and generosity and mercy and goodwill to all life forms?"
"Sorry, Doctor," Sally said to the screen. "Not our sort of thing, really. We're more into death and destruction."
The doctor looked sad but resigned.
"Okay, let me put it this way then. We nudge your ship out of the Zeg and then you let us go. Or I'll destroy you. That work for you?"
Canon Kay was laughing.
"Oh, let's kill them all now," he said.
The doctor's expression was anything but amused.
"Last chance. I can kill you all any time I want. Now, what's your decision?"
Sally, Elvis and Smithers looked at each other. For the first time, they felt the slightest edge of fear. But Canon Kay was still laughing.
"Prove it," he roared.
"If I must."
"Oh, you must."
Half of Sally's face was frowning. Had she missed something? She barely heard the doctor's words to Canon Kay.
"I've written down exactly how I'm going to do it," he was saying. "It's on a piece of paper Mr. McCavity left below the hatchway. You see it?"
"Oh, yeah, here it is."
Canon Kay bent to pick up the paper. Sally's mind cleared as she realised what the doctor had said.
"Wait! Stop!"
But it was too late. Canon Kay had picked up the scrap of paper. He stared at the blotchy dark shape drawn on it. The black shadow. And a darkness fell across him as something faded into existence.
"Paul?"
Canon Kay said. His mechanical voice seemed to tremble.
"Sorry about this,"
Kevin said.
"And if you want to talk to me in future, call me by my real name. Don't ever call me Paul again."
He reached for the point where Canon Kay's heavy head precariously joined his shoulders.
"Though I don't think that'll be a problem,"